We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Raymundo. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male. When I go to the bar, I have an entourage. And I'm not getting a margarita like you guys. I get a can of beer, I puncture it with my keys, and I shotgun it. If you do that as well, hashtag it, Sore Losers Shotgun. We'll hit you with that retweet.
Very good. I can't believe we nailed it. And does anybody want to complain about doing the show today, or are we good? Should we just start?
No, I mean, I wish we would have gotten a little started a little sooner, but just kind of get things rolling, you know? Got stuff to do, but whatever.
Dude, he went on a rant about 10 minutes yesterday.
I mean, like, oh, I can't do this podcast every day. It's killing me.
I went on a rant 10 minutes ago when we were like, all right, let's start the podcast, and Ray brings up a sandwich. Like, he, out of nowhere,
hey, Ray's been here for a long time. He needs to eat, man. He needs his energy so he can run the board and we can have good audio for this podcast.
Oh, because someone said that audio is important.
Right,
because
bad audio equals bad podcast.
I don't buy that, but whatever.
But you know what's not bad?
Would you rather?
I was going to say the game America loves called Would You Rather?
Game on! Did you see the one Taylor Dowell sent in?
No, what did it say?
He said, would you rather laugh uncontrollably at every single joke, even the bad ones, or cry uncontrollably at any sign of something sad?
Okay, cool. Would you rather be on Survivor
disrespect one
or
of the
Amazing Race?
That's the dumbest one. I'm not going to answer that one. Ray?
I'm going to have to go with Amazing Race. I've been fascinated with it since I was just a young, young child. I watched it in college. I haven't watched the last seasons, but I've seen way more Amazing Race than Survivor. The being out in the dirt, dog. I don't know if I can do that with Survivor. Give me the traveling, seeing the world, and the bonus. You can get $1 million, probably, if you don't. The stipend's about 10 grand, which is fine. But you
what, the stipend for second place?
Yeah, well, I believe second's maybe 50,000. It's a drop-off, I know
that. No, we talked to someone that was on it. She didn't say what, she got 10 grand between the two of them?
Okay, well, whatever. That's,
we did?
Yeah, Caroline. Didn't she do Amazing Race?
Yeah, he was talking about Survivor.
Oh.
Yeah. So
Are you paying attention?
No, because I've never seen Survivor or Amazing Race, and I'm like, why would you bring up a topic about something that like not everyone in America has seen? Not everyone watches Survivor or American Amazing Race.
Everybody in America
knows what they are.
No, that's a lie. I live in America, and I have no idea what Survivor's about, and I have no idea what Amazing Race is about.
Have you been living under a rock?
What you will go to the lengths to prove your point
It's hilarious. The way you try to argue things, like, it has been on for 20 years, I feel like. 36 seasons of Survivor.
Why would I lie to you?
It's on primetime CBS. So to tell me that most of America doesn't know what it is, you're losing your mind.
No, you said everyone in America.
No, you said you said no one watches that.
Guys, I'm telling you, you're looking at one person that has not seen either of those shows.
But they're two shows that have spanned 20 years of our lives.
Yes!
And we're wildly popular.
They're hugely successful.
What's been around for like 20 years of our lives? The Guiding Light. I've never seen Bold and the Beautiful.
Those are on at primetime weeknight television.
Okay. What are you, a housewife?
Yeah, you're not watching.
I've never seen an episode of Big Bang Theory. I've never seen an episode of what else comes on at primetime. I don't know.
So you don't watch TV is basically what you're saying. Like you avoid the popular shows on purpose to sound cool and say, I don't watch that.
No, this has nothing to do with sounding cool. Guys, I'm being completely honest.
Do you know the premise of Survivor?
I played.
Do you know the premise of Amazing Race? Race. Wow, there's the premise of our Would You Rather. Would you rather survive on an island or race somewhere?
But they're not always on an island, right?
They are.
Oh.
What do you think they're at?
Think they're in
Bahamas?
Kentucky or what?
Some are in the jungle.
What's the same? I mean, yes.
Hey, they trying to survive in Cancun? No, dude, they're in Africa. Oh. In the dirt.
Don't they change places?
They have been going to the same place now for a few years. Okay. They're starting to do it in the same area because of the water shots is so beautiful and clear. And
I played a slot machine in Vegas called Survivor one time. That's probably the closest I have, and it was like a guy walking across coals. So do they have to do that on the show too?
they have to do immunity challenges and things like that. They haven't, they've never walked across coals, but one guy did. He was so exhausted and dehydrated and malnourished.
Didn't he fall into the coals?
He passed out and fell in the fire.
Wow.
And my brother argues with me and tells me that was fake.
Did he leave the show because he got burned?
Yes, he got medevaced out of there because he suffered burns all over his body.
Okay, an Amazing Race, they're going for what's point A and what's point B?
It's all over the world. You travel like 32 countries, continents.
How do you get from one country to another?
Planes, trains, taxis. And that's the thing. You're on a team of two, and that gives you a clue. Like,
sometimes they had a family edition. One season.
So you're like, all right, we're flying to Shanghai, so you got to go find the fastest route, like the fastest plane ticket, get there.
Oh, and then you have to so you start in America.
Yes.
And they're like, you need to get to Bali.
Yes, and then you have to do some things in Bali, like you have to do some stuff in their customs, you know what I mean? Like and you have to choose between two things, like, okay, do you want to go sell stuff at the market, or do you want to build a hut? And whichever one you think you can do faster, you decide, and you go do that. And there's just different things you have to do throughout the race.
And the prize for both of these are, what, $1 million?
Yeah.
Those are great premises for shows.
And you know how usually when you're at the...
Yes!
Like, I would totally watch something like that.
Like, Survivor, I wish I understood... Like, when Survivor first started, I was like, I am not watching this show. How stupid of a show. My aunt and uncle, we have kind of the same taste in TV shows. They kept telling me, you have to watch Survivor. It is so... interesting. It's a because you have to have strategy, because what you are doing is you are voting people out.
Like, okay, see, I don't understand the voting
okay
thing.
So you are voting people out, and then in the end of the game, those people you voted out have to vote to give you the $1 million, because there's three people left at the end and they pick who gets the $1 million.
But if you vote someone out, they don't go home?
They become the jury. Once you make the murder.
So they don't go home, they just become the jury.
Right.
But they still have to survive?
No, they go and live at Ponderosa,
which is like where all the
production crew
and everything.
Yes.
And stuff.
So
interesting.
So Survivor is you have to trust people, but really.
But I've learned just from reading stories, people like backstab.
Yes, that's okay. What I mean. So you have to trust people, but you can't trust.
Dude, you're rolling your eyes.
He's still trying to prove his point.
You
that
idiot!
He's never
you're
heard
rolling
of them
your
before.
Eyes. You truly think that I'm lying to you and say I've never seen an episode? I've never seen an episode of this.
Listen,
crap.
I'm just telling you. So then I started watching Survivor.
I'm dead serious.
The strategy involved of okay. I'm going to work with you. Oh, you're playing too good of a game, and everybody's going to think you're going to win. Then you go behind their back and vote them out, and then you have to, at the end, go, hey, man, I know I voted you out, and I lied to you, and I told you we were tight. Will you vote to give me that $1 million?
Oh.
It is incredible. So I started watching Season 10, and I love Survivor. I used to say I would want to go on Amazing Race, but there's too much luck involved in Amazing Race. Because you get a bad cab driver that doesn't know where they're going, they don't speak English, they drive slow, and that causes you to lose. Too many outside factors. Survivor does take luck, but at least you have control of most of it.
Yeah, and Survivor usually you do by yourself. Amazing Race, you always have to do it with at least one other person.
Yes.
I used to have a roll dog, Billy, that I could do it with. I don't know if I have somebody now that I could trust.
You can still do it with Billy.
We've grown a little bit to the point where I don't know if I could, like, where we can negotiate.
It's got to be someone that you're really close to.
You got to not only trust him, but you also, like, can't argue about stupid stuff.
Right.
Back in the day, that would have been, but now we've grown apart. I mean, a little bit.
That's a good point.
Maybe you in South Beach.
Him as well, man. I've grown apart from my friends, like from college, dude. It's tough.
Okay, then you and your girl, then.
Well, yeah, but I don't think she's as strong. Like, you got to be very physically strong.
Amazing Race.
If the chick can't carry their backpack, the guys will carry the backpack for the chick. So,
yes.
Coach, the world travel around the world. I'm gonna be having two backpacks.
How much stuff do they take?
They take all different weather because you go from the sun in Costa Rica to the freezing. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like you got panties, bras, all that stuff in your chick's bag, and you're carrying it.
Well, those aren't that heavy.
Well, those are the light ones.
Yes.
Okay.
But
all right.
Well, I would go Survivor. I used to say Amazing Race, but I am picking Survivor.
Well, then, thanks for the explanation. After listening to all that, I'll go Amazing Race. It sounds fun. Like
it does sound fun because
like,
you get to travel the world
and
see so many cool different customs and things
and
like
it
that.
Sounds easy, but no, traveling's tough, especially when you got like dead weight, you know, like with another person. Like that sounds interesting.
And your lack of sleep. On Amazing Race, they make so many dumb mistakes because they don't get a lot of sleep. They're required once they make the pit stop to rest 12 hours, but then you're going and you can be going for 24 hours.
Another question though. How long does the race usually last?
It's,
like, what's the fastest they've gotten to the finish line?
I think it's 39 countries. So there's a certain amount of days it's going to be no matter what.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and there's a certain amount of miles traveled. And
okay.
It's awesome.
Can you bet on these people?
No, I don't think you can.
That's one of the ones I never really see a betting thing for, a futures bet. I don't know if Bovada plays right. that.
But
hey, guys, thank you for the explanation. I've honestly never seen any of those.
That shows. Game might have been annoying. That might have been the worst. That might have been the most annoying would you rather ever.
I apologize.
But that's how you play.
Would you rather?
But it is nowhere near as annoying as Drake. Guys, okay.
No, listen, you can't touch the coach. Like, you can't run on the court. I know you're a big fan. It's cool and all. And you're Drake. You're a big hip-hop artist. Like, you're huge. Everyone knows who you are.
You have courtside seats at the Raptors.
That's fine.
Like, we got that. We understand.
But here's another thing. He's going to show up. Most every game. You're going to be a fan.
Well, because he's on the road a lot.
Who cares?
No.
Cancel shows.
He shows up to a lot of the games. I mean, he's there, and if it's a big game, he's always there. But my thing is, like, the game, okay, the Raptors won, but I don't even care about that right now. I was
now,
so
of course you don't care because you picked the Bucks to win the whole thing.
You're not.
So now you're shitting bricks.
You haven't let me finish.
Whoa, soft ass.
Yes,
bricks.
After watching last night, I was just getting more and more annoyed with Drake. Nah. Like, sit down in your seat and quit going over to the coach and, yeah, like, I mean, it was all about Drake. Like, it was so annoying. I don't know what was more annoying, them showing Drake and Drake going and rubbing the coach's shoulders or Drake running on the court, or as much as they show Curry's mom and dad.
Well,
I don't know which one I hate more.
No, Drake, but here's the thing. If you're directing that show, like if you're the guy in control of the broadcast, you can't ignore the fact that Drake is running to the coach and like tapping him on the shoulder, like whispering in his ear. You can't ignore that fact, so you have to cover it.
When is that okay, NBA, that a guy in the stands can just go rub the shoulders of the coach?
It's not.
Because if I was sitting there and I went and rubbed the shoulders of the coach, guess where I'd be?
You're not Drake, though.
I don't care.
But can I tell you what Drake does do for the Raptors?
Publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
And a guy as big as Drake, he still wants to be on the court. He knows ESPN's filming him. As
he
big as
wants
he
to
is,
be the star of
what
the show.
A little kid, dude. You're not one of the five.
That's what.
You're not even a bench player,
listen,
Drake.
That's how they. A lot of people have egos. It's sort of like. It's LeBron James. LeBron James is kind of the same way. Like when a guy during a timeout makes a half court shot and instead of letting the guy have his moment, LeBron runs out and tackles him. So it's, oh, look what LeBron did. Not look at the guy that made the shot.
True.
It's immature. It's immature.
But Drake, I mean,
is Drake going to be doing this for another 50 years? Are we going to be seeing Grandpa Drake
out there?
Yes,
as long as he's popular.
Or as long as the
Raptors, are,
the Raptors are around.
Yeah, as long as the Raptors are around and the Raptors are competitive, we're going to have to put up with Drake.
Because remember when Jack Nicholson used to be at the Lakers?
He still goes.
And Spike Lee, we've had to been dealing with all, and it gets so annoying when they get older.
Jimmy Buffett.
Which one does he go
Miami?
To?
Miami. But it's those things where it's like,
Drake might be the worst fan. I mean, there was
you never see like Jack Nicholson run to the coach.
Right,
like,
you never see Jack Nicholson jumping up and down. I mean, I don't mind you being into the game. Like, I like that. I like that he has spirit and he high five your buddies, whatever. But going onto the court, running down and rubbing that was just like over the top.
Guys, think back to when you saw.
Wait. If you're the coach, you're like,
no. You could see it in the coach's face. Like he wanted to be like, what are you doing?
He's like, Drake, go sit down. Like, what are you doing?
And we all know you're a father, Eddie. Lunch, you're a father. Kids gonna start playing sports. My sister, when I would go to her games, I would yell a lot. And then I kind of realized I was crossing a line to where I was almost yelling at other players, and I almost kind of became embarrassed with myself because I knew that I was drawing attention to myself. Like Drake doesn't feel any of those feelings. That as a fan, he's drawing attention to himself where it's
no,
not
no,
about
that's
no,
why
he knows.
He's doing it.
He
that's
knows
so
it.
Weird.
That's why he's doing it.
That's listen, when I go to a game,
he's
like,
an entertainer.
If it's a close game,
then give him a mic and tell him to do this.
No, because then they'd have to do contracts and pay him. Like
I high five, you know, people around me when it's a close game or whatever, and I'm excited and I'm on the edge of my seat, but I'm never running up and down the sideline like, woo!
Guys, the Raptors is Drake's team. Like, he wants to be the face of the Raptors.
He is.
I mean,
and
is,
we the
is
North.
He?
No, I mean, we
he is the face
him.
Of the Raptors.
Right?
Hey, if you're the usher, I need
more
to know.
People, that's what I think, too.
I think more people associate him with the Raptors than like Kyle Lowry or Kawhi.
I agree.
Well, then good job on his part. But, hey, here's
because
my
guess what? Who's not getting traded off? Who's not going to another
the
team?
The Raptor, the mascot.
No, Drake. Drake. He's not changing teams.
Hey, you know what I challenge? The usher. Next time Drake stands up, tries to do that, you need to get in his face.
Yeah, like security, get over there.
Whoever the security guy is, I get you're in awe. He's Drake. And you've been told, hey, don't get handsy with him.
He's
a major star.
He's the face of this team.
You need to get in front of him next game. If there is another game.
No, dude,
yeah, there is. There's going to be a game six,
another
no matter
so
what.
So the usher, whoever's there courtside, get in front of Drake. You need to stop him from going on the court.
You're not understanding. They want him to be that way at the Toronto games. They want him to be there.
But I'm talking the security personnel. From a security standpoint, that is not what your pit boss is telling you.
Has he been to a Milwaukee game? I haven't seen him at Milwaukee games.
I don't think so, because I think he...
Coach, he's not going to Milwaukee. The Bucks.
You're a fan. You travel.
No, the Bucks would tell him to buck off.
Dude. Hey, Drake, fuck off.
They're not letting him.
It's like the rich cowboy. The rich cowboy, dude. He travels everywhere.
But I don't even know if he's a fan of any team.
I feel like he's a fan of just the game.
And I'm telling you, hey, it's tough to get courtside at another team's venue.
Not if you're Drake.
All the rich people have those seats, though, right?
That's Drake.
But they have to give them up. Those are season ticket holders.
I'm sure they have holds.
They have holds.
And I'm sure the team has holds.
Interesting.
And can if Drake is such a big fan, can he wear a Raptor shirt?
He never does, does he?
What's he wearing?
He was wearing a hoodie like D squared.
It's probably his brand, Drake squared. Drake.
If you're such a super fan and you're going to be rubbing the coach's shoulders, at least have Raptors gear, a Raptors hat, a Raptors shirt, a Raptors sweat, anything.
But I don't think Drake looks at himself as like a Raptors fan. I feel like he is a Raptor. Yeah, he thinks he is part of the
organization. He does think he's part of the team. I think he feels like he's part of the team.
And if you're a part of the team, you don't wear your logo.
And I hope the team doesn't buy into it and let him give a speech before or something like that from some rapper.
In the locker room?
Yeah, you're trying to play basketball and he comes in there.
How would he do it? God's plan. Yep.
Started from the bottom. He starts doing his
lyrics. Started from the bottom.
How would he do it?
Now
right?
The Raptors are here.
Yeah. So you guys started from the bottom. Yeah. Now you're here.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now you're here.
Yeah.
My Uncle Lou was driving me around. He started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
And then the players are like, okay, what are you trying to say, man?
He only knows his lyrics. Dude, Drake, you're right, though. In Instagram, I was on SportsCenter. I wanted to see some scores from the game. All I was seeing is Drake apparently was waving.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, cool. Because he's courtside and he's Drake. Freaking Drake.
And maybe I... got a little excited on the Bucks.
I knew it. Hey, I love this, dude. It's good.
This is what I do.
You don't always do this.
I always admit if I start getting nervous.
You want to know the good news? It's probably better than 2-1 odds. We could probably get about 5-1 now.
That's the opposite of our Lakers
in
bet.
In one day, we just improved 5-1 odds on that bet.
I still believe the Bucks are going to beat the Raptors.
Sure.
I still believe they're going to win this series because here's the thing. They haven't lost at home yet. A series doesn't really start until you lose at home.
That's right.
Until someone.
So this series hasn't started yet?
Because there's no. Because all they have to do is win their home games, and they're going to win the series. The Raptors have to win at Milwaukee if they're going to win the series.
And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Milwaukee's still going to win the series, but I wanted them to come out. They were up 2-0. They lose the third game three, expected, okay? Last night, I wanted them to stomp on the Raptors' throat and say, hey, we're going to the NBA Finals. And they didn't. So I don't know if they have what it takes to stomp on the Warriors' throat.
Well, of those two teams, one of them has to make the finals. That's like the rules.
No, he's scared now.
I don't think either of those teams is really ready for the Warriors.
Lunchbox still believes that.
This could be an unprecedented finals.
Lunchbox still believes that the Bucks are going, but he just doesn't think they're good enough
one
to
of
beat
those
the
Warriors.
After last night, I'm like, man, I need to back off my... I'm glad I didn't bet the $60 yesterday on the Bucks.
Dang, I should have taken your money.
Because last night made me nervous. It made me nervous. But I still think this is great for the Warriors. They need rest.
And Durant's going to be ready for the finals.
Durant might be ready for the finals. That is huge. Then, who cares? All right, let's move on from
that. No. We care. I've said this from the beginning. You guys don't listen to me.
No, you
Sports
did not.
Genius. Yes, I did. I kept saying that's why I don't want to do that bet, because I think the Warriors will win it all, no matter who goes. Whether it's the Raptors or the Bucks, the Warriors are still strong enough, even without Durant. I still believe. And I've said that.
Yes.
So we care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now let's talk a little NFL.
Come on.
All you Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Mahomes.
Oh, Brother Pitts, I wish you were around today because I wanted to bring you in and just laugh in your face.
Did they get in trouble again? Something else?
No. They're crying, oh, we didn't get a possession in overtime. Our offense never got to touch the ball. It's not fair. Not fair. We need to change the rule. Let's change the rule.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah. Just let him go into character.
Andy Reid, hey, NFL, we need to reevaluate this. We need to change the rule where both offenses touch the ball in overtime.
This is what the podcast has become.
So Miss Piggy's a Chiefs fan, okay.
No, does it sound like Miss Piggy?
Yeah.
Does Andy Reid look like Miss Piggy?
Yeah, a little bit.
But anyway, so he proposed this rule change where both offenses get to touch the ball in overtime.
So he's listening to his fans.
Yeah, let him touch the ball.
He's listening to his fans because there's no way Andy Reid
wants this. No, I think the Chiefs wants this. I think they feel like they were cheated. God, I feel like they were cheated. They feel like they were cheated.
What's next? Chiefs fans going to demolish Arrowhead? They've had a tough go of it.
So here we go. The NFL will not vote on they will not vote on the new overtime rule. They will not vote on whether both teams should get a possession. Why? Because there wasn't enough support and even talk amongst other teams wanting it. So it had no chance of passing. So they said, we're not even going to vote on it.
Look, man, I get like this whenever I bet on something and it doesn't go my way. I start finding little things that I don't like about the game.
I'm
like,
oh, well, I talk about just say yourself. I'm like, dude, that's
no,
deep.
No, not yeah, myself. Like, dude, no.
Getting mad at yourself.
No. And that's what the Chiefs are doing. They're being like, they sucked in that moment. They didn't.
Their
do
defense
what they,
didn't.
They didn't do what they needed to do to win that game, and then they found a way to complain and be like, well, we didn't even get a chance to touch the ball. Offense didn't get. It should be equal chance. Like, I get it. I understand the feeling. It's not right though. It's not right.
It is. If it was wrong, then the rest of the NFL would.
It's not right for them to try to propose a big league change because of something that didn't go their way.
Right. If they would have had the ball first and scored on
their
first,
they would
never want to change it. Oh, we'd be happy with it. Oh, it's not fair. All the NFL wants to change it.
But instead,
obviously, the NFL doesn't want to change it.
Instead, what are they saying?
We want to be able to touch the ball. We should both be able to touch the ball. Our offense, our quarterback never got to touch the ball. Instead of saying, hey, defense, thanks for letting us down there. We want to change the rules. We don't want to hold our defense accountable.
And then what would Drake tell them?
That's God's plan.
I don't have an impersonation of Drake. You do.
I don't. I just go, eat.
Dude, some guy had a tough day at his work, and he's listening to Lunch cry like Miss Piggy on his commute home.
Dude, good thing this is a podcast, and no one's just picking it up here.
If this was actual radio,
they'd be like, I'm
going
to turn the radio on.
You guys
are
crazy. And
then they got lunch, too, and they'd be like, what the is going on right now?
Yesterday, we talked about that guy. Okay, so the Blues, last night, they won. They're going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
They demolished.
Blues and Bruins, baby.
Sharknado.
So,
hey, baby, shark.
That guy, shark. Okay, one of the guys that bet, he bet $400 to win $100,000, right?
Yes.
Someone offered
him. So is he hedging?
Someone on ProSwap, where you can trade in your futures tickets, offered him $12,000 for the ticket.
Oh, yeah,
he said no.
That's real worth it.
Another offer came in.
I'm being sarcastic.
Ticket is still a winner. $12,000.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, someone offered him $30,000.
I'll take it.
He said no.
Because he's going to hedge it for how much?
Yeah, you can hedge
then,
it for half.
Last night, the Blues win.
70.
And a new offer came in. They want to buy his ticket for $40,000.
Yeah, that's probably about.
Would you take it?
Again, after the explanation yesterday, the hedge, it doesn't matter. You're getting it anyway. You're getting the money anyway.
I think I would take the $40,000.
I would take the $40,000 because I think with the Bruins, for them to win, I think the Bruins are probably a heavy favorite over the Blues. So you're probably
Still get your $40,000.
You're going to get probably $48,000, let's say, if you go to Vegas. But then you got to go to Vegas, you got to do this, you get tempted, you maybe lose some money at the craps tables. Just take the money from the person online, $40,000, never go to Vegas, say goodbye to the bet. Your Blues aren't winning the Stanley Cup. Enjoy the money that you just won.
I mean, they could. I don't know who the favorite is and who's not the favorite in hockey.
It's the Bruins for sure.
But the fact that you can make $40,000 just like that without even having to hedge, like you don't even have to put – it's a guaranteed $40,000, so why not just take it?
That's genius.
Because you're
going to
hedge either way.
You're not going to have to sell crap.
Right, you're not going to sell crap to get to your hedge.
Yeah, I got you. It's just money coming in.
Let's be real.
Yeah, it's just money coming in, so just take the $40,000. Yes, you're leaving a possible of $60,000 more out there.
But by taking that money out from something like selling your car, remortgaging your house, whatever, refinancing your house, you're still going to get that money back. You just have a lot of process.
It's a lot of process. This, you can just have the $40,000 and move on with your life. What are the odds?
I can't pull it up. I don't know.
I would take the $40,000.
Ray, do they?
I mean, because you put $400 down to win 40 and you get $40,000, that's great.
Right, and we don't have stuff that's worth $70,000. Let's be real.
Yeah, I have a house.
Well, you're mortgaging it. But you're not going to sell your house.
Oh, you just take out a second mortgage.
Oh, for a bet? Your wife's going to kill you.
That's what I mean. That's why I just take the $40,000 and
hey, sweetie. All right. Hey, sweetie, sit down on the couch. So anyways, I placed this bet a little while ago and I need to hedge it.
How much in the Bruins?
No, just tell me who's favored.
Well, the Bruins are favored, yeah.
What is it?
Imagine minus that. 160.
Yep.
Ooh, we're big
that.
Favorites.
Exactly.
Big favorites.
So how much is he planning to put down?
I don't know. No. He doesn't say how
much.
But
if he hedges, he would put down 70, right?
It would be the 75 amount. Yeah, you're only getting 45,000.
43,000.
Yeah, if he comes up with 75,000, he's only getting 43. Hey, take that 40,000.
No. If he's 75,000?
Yeah, but that means he has to. Coach, you're not getting.
He gets 46 if he gets 75,000.
But okay, so he's getting 6,000 more.
Yeah, so
screw that. Yeah, you don't want to liquidate all your crap.
Yeah, just you might as well take the 40,000.
You're going to take 1,000 to get there, 1,000 to stay in a hotel, 1,000 for a stripper.
Don't forget about the stripper. So you take the 40,000. I take the 40,000. I'm taking the 40.
Yeah, I would too.
That's a good offer.
It's just less hassle.
A lot less hassle
for $6,000.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. It's a huge less hassle.
Yeah.
And guys,
should I place this bet?
Coach, if you hedge it on your own, boys, 75,000 and 150,000, you got $225,000 just floating up in the air. I mean, let's just leave it at a parlay and get our money while we can. Because that 150 is floating over there. Then you got your own 75,000. I mean, that's just a mess.
God, guys, this is a game of deal or no deal. Like,
yes, deal or no deal. You watch that game?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, he watches a game show.
He watches a game show. He's not too cool for that. Okay.
Guys, it was never a thing of too cool.
This is where I tell the banker, deal.
Guys, I don't know. $250,000 and your only loss is $600?
$250,000?
What is it? What is it again? $140,000?
$100,000.
How much? He's going to win $100,000?
Yes.
And his whole only loss is $600.
No.
That's how much he placed the bet for. That's it.
But right now there's $40,000 guaranteed on the table. So you're losing $40,000 guaranteed.
No, you're not losing it. You never had it. You're only losing $600.
You have it because
it's an option.
No.
It's in front of your face. Don't eat it. Don't bite the carrot.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just dangling.
It's there. That $40,000 is yours.
That's a mental F up on your part. It's not there.
It is. Because if I offer you, Eddie.
My gosh, for a chance to win.
Here's his $60 he's pulling out from yesterday.
Eddie, there's $20 for you.
Yeah, No. Okay, $20. But in the air is how much?
$120,000.
$120,000. Or do I just take this?
You take what's on the table.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, the Bruins are gonna the Blues are gonna win this. There's no way. I have no idea.
I mean, I'm just saying.
It's crazy that he would just risk I mean, this is a lot of money, dude.
Wait, you think he should just ride it out and go for the $120,000?
Well, I mean, why not?
It's $100,000.
You're losing $600.
No, it is losing $40,000 because someone offered you $40,000. So if the Blues don't win and you get nothing, that means you lost $40,000 because someone offered you $40,000 for that ticket.
If you miss out on $150,000, whatever the amount is, you're going to be puckered. You're not going to be able to go to work. It's going to affect your relationship.
I've heard all these different numbers. What is it? He just said 150.
I thought it was 150 and we said split it 75.
That's what I thought.
No, well,
there, and then you went down to 110. How much money are we talking here?
It's two buddies. One bet 400, one bet 200. So combined, they would win $150,000.
Okay.
One guy would. Okay. So what I'm saying
it's
is.
Not you know, just you know one what this dude. Is? So then you're talking about two people refinancing.
No, this is one guy that has been offered $40,000 for his $100,000 ticket. That's why I went with this one because it's the bigger offer, bigger
Got
money.
It. You know what
we sound like? We sound like a bunch of those guys that don't ever talk in figures like that. We usually just talk about $10 and $20.
Well, guys, let's be real. Have you ever dealt with that kind of money?
So a Wall Street broker listening to this. Like, do they have they never heard of
no? We sound like a bunch of bumbling idiots.
But
like,
hey,
it's not that we're normal people that don't have. We don't ever touch that kind of money.
But we've been harping on this for so long. People are so confused and have no idea.
You're like our one buddy. He was talking about a real estate agent. And they're like, yeah, the $1.2 million, $1 million, and he was like, oh, the $0.2 million. Yeah, that's a difference of $200,000. I don't know if our buddy realized that.
The point two.
That point two doesn't sound big, but it's huge.
Hey, it's only $200,000 there, dude.
Kevin Durant's manager came out and said Kevin Durant is 100% undecided where he will sign this offseason.
Whoa, let him finish the finals.
This is what we do.
Okay.
This is what we do. We don't even worry about the finals because the finals is like 10 days away, 9 days away.
Let's talk
so
about
we need something to talk about.
Who's winning the NBA Finals in 2021?
If you're Kevin Durant, this offseason you sign with blank.
You're asking the recreational idiot.
Well, hold on. I have an opinion too.
There's probably a futures bet on it.
I would go... I'd stay with the Warriors. I like what's going on there. It seems like they all like each other. They actually look like a good, happy team and a good, happy family that likes to win.
Okay.
I wouldn't go anywhere.
I love the family analogy.
Raymundo.
Thank you for that.
Kevin Durant. You are Kevin Durant this offseason. You sign blank.
What are you looking up?
I was seeing if there's a futures bet in Vegas for Kevin Durant where he's going. I am going to sign with a team just a little bit farther down the coast. Right now you're up there in the Oakland Bay area. It's a very nice place. Oh, look at the beautiful bridge. You're driving to practice at Oracle. Boom. You got your basketballs in the back of your car.
Wait, is that Bradley Cooper?
Yes. There's a bunch of celebs up there in Silicon Valley. You got Google. You got all the tech industries. Oh, rich people. You're going to come farther down the coast, right along that beautiful Pacific Ocean, all the way to L.A., but you're not going to turn at Laker Boulevard. You're going to turn at Clipper Avenue. He's going to be an L.A. Clipper.
Oh, he's going to go down Clipper Causeway.
Wow. Clipper Causeway.
Wow. He saw Lakers Lane, and he said... Clippers cause.
Hey, I love the description of the road.
Durant, but don't take the wrong turn, man. There's Tent City in there.
Hey,
it's dangerous.
I love the directions and where he took and what he saw, but why is he going there?
Great team. And he's going to be the star. And there's a lot of, I don't want to say, why am I trying to say scrubs? I'm trying to say some guys, what is it called?
Sons of.
What are you trying?
Yeah,
I don't
saying?
Know who you're talking about. What are you trying to say?
What are their like feisty little guys like?
Yeah, little scrappers.
Pit bulls.
Scrappers.
Scrappers.
Yeah, they're scrappers with the Clippers, baby. That's what KD needs. These are like clean cut guys. Steph never gets. They play pretty basketball.
New guys with
State.
Tattoos and stuff.
Durant needs to muck it up a little bit.
Durant, if he's smart.
You know the Spurs.
If I said this, I said this earlier this week, and I'm going
to
say it again.
Roseanne.
If he's smart, he leaves his bags in Golden State. There is no need to go anywhere else. They can just win, 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 and keep winning. And the chemistry there is off the charts. They all do, like you said, look like they like each other. They're having fun. So why not? Why have the stress of leading your own team and all that pressure on you when you have superstar, you, which is three superstars. Draymond Green is
Geen.
Very solid.
That's that butter that doesn't have dairy.
I don't understand why you would want to leave that. It's a comfort where you're just going to keep on winning. If you stay there, you are just going to win, win, win.
What if Clay
leaves?
No,
they're not going to.
What?
Are they going to win this year?
If he is healthy, there's no doubt they're winning.
Are they going to win this year? Are you crazy? Dude, this is going to be one of the worst finals we've ever seen.
It's not going to be the worst. I mean, last year the Cavs got swept in four games. How can it be worse than that?
It'll be comparable. It'll be 2 years in a row. We've got some dog crap finals. That's for sure. It ain't going to be good. I'll tell you that right now. What we're seeing with the Raptors and Bucks. Warriors are going to say either buck off or go extinct.
Okay. But if I'm Kevin Durant, I stay.
I'm sorry, you just talk.
Yeah, he just talks.
Just to talk.
He just makes things up as he's talking. He's like, what can I say in my head? Now.
Was the Raptors extinct? Dinosaurs? Yeah. Or buck off.
The last thing before we go.
It's a joke on off. Play on
a
words.
Mississippi lawmaker was getting hot and heavy with his wife.
Yeah.
Massage parlor.
And they're about to go get after it. Only problem is she didn't get undressed quick enough. He got frustrated and punched her in the face.
Wow.
Like what?
Dang.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
I want to say we've all been there, but we haven't.
We have not.
Like how there. Bad do you want it?
There's an underlying problem. Something else is going on.
Something else is going on.
Something
like,
going on in their marriage.
Like he's like, all right, yeah. You took 45 seconds, not 15 seconds. Boom.
Jeez Louise.
And that's the story she told police? She couldn't have, like, made up something?
No.
I mean, she gave him the details.
No, that's a great tell of why this show how crazy this dude is.
True. But, I mean, she could just say, he hit me. She had to tell the whole story that they were banging.
Well, why did he hit you?
While we were banging.
Don't tell me more.
He was undressed.
Okay, and what were you doing?
Getting undressed.
Did you get dressed, undressed fast enough?
No.
So that's why he hit you?
Yes.
He had the basketball game on, too. I mean, you don't need to tell those details to the cops. Just tell him that he hit you.
What game was he watching?
It was Raptors.
Now, Eddie, what about the update about your son? Did he win?
Oh, I deleted the clip.
Oh, guys. Oh, yesterday was rough.
What? Why can't you at least fake us like
yeah,
it was
fake
good
us like,
at
oh,
first.
It was dramatic. Like,
no,
into the.
Because I'm not even. There's no point in talking about the actual games. They lost. So there's double elimination. They lost the first game. And the way they lost the first game was brutal.
Overthrow to first and the kid kept running?
No. And actually, hey, coach. And I don't know if somebody listens to this podcast.
Coach got him.
No, you idiots.
If you guys didn't listen yesterday, you don't get that. But if you did,
you
listen,
idiots,
if you
don't
did,
understand.
You're laughing your
no,
head
no,
off.
You don't understand. Like, no, please, somebody that has their kid in five-year-old baseball, please explain to these idiots that every throw they try to throw the first is going to go over their heads. So don't run the base. Don't be a dick and run the run. Keep the run.
No. The guy's that running. Is the whole point.
No. That
of
is the whole point.
Five-year-old baseball.
That's the whole point of adult baseball.
No. Here's the
if
thing.
If you screw up, take advantage of it. They're going to screw up. The kids fight over the balls.
So,
quit.
So wait. If it's a ground ball to second and it goes between the second baseman's legs, should you just go sit in the dugout? Because you should have been out because he made a mistake.
Difference. If the ball's in the outfield and the ball's in the outfield and two kids are fighting over it, they stop it. They're like, stop the bleeding. This isn't fair. These are five-year-old kids.
No.
They got distracted by a butterfly. Quit running the runner.
You're saying don't take advantage of mistakes. So let's say they throw it to the first baseman and the guy would have been out.
Will you please stop with this?
No.
You guys don't understand.
No, I do. And so he would have been out by two steps, but the first baseman drops the ball. Do you go sit in the dugout?
He didn't drop it, coach. They throw it way over, and it's in the playground.
I'm saying what?
Like, the ball's in the freaking playground, and you want the runners to keep going?
The ball's in the playground.
Then it's only one base.
It's only one base.
He stops at first. It's one base.
No. You get one base on the overthrow. If it's still in the field of play inside the fence, you get as many bases as you want.
I need to go see this field, and unless there's a bunch of jungle gyms
in the middle of the field,
then these kids, they're not playing the right way.
And that's one heck of an arm if they can throw it all the way to the playground. They should not be playing with the five-year-olds.
Are they playing on a field where there's like monkey bars
and swing
sets?
It's funny you say that.
Are there no fences?
It's funny you say that.
Are there fences?
Yesterday.
I thought this was the Field of Dreams.
Yesterday. So it looks like they're going to win the first game. They come back. The Braves come back. My kids' team. They come back from
how many
like
were they
a
down?
5-6-run deficit. They come back. They're behind. They tie the game. So it takes it to the last inning. They went six innings. Whatever's closest to the hour. Six innings. They tie it up. The other team shows up. They get two.
They weren't there for the whole innings?
They get two runners on base.
Just let Ernie Harwell tell it.
They get two runners on base. And this kid, who I swear he looks like he's 10 years old, hits a home run over the fence, guys.
No.
Now, there are old men that just show up to these games because they love the neighborhood environment of kids playing.
Oh?
Yeah, like they're in walkers and wheelchairs.
Wait, how far is this
fence?
And
these old guys who they're like, I've been watching games here for 30 years. I've never seen a five-year-old hit it over that fence. It's about 125 feet, which is a standard little tee
ball. Is it off a tee?
No. This is coach pitch. And this kid.
Do we need to go have home run derby?
This kid swung the crap out of his bat, hits a home run.
How tall is he?
Hey, check him for roids.
I mean, coach, I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
he towers over all the other kids.
He towers over the other kids by about a foot and a half.
Are his parents big? Did you see his parents?
I don't even know who his parents was.
Probably the biggest ones out
I
there.
I made the joke of just like, all right, well, somebody get his car keys for him because, I mean, obviously, this kid drove here.
You're making that crack at a five-year-old kid?
Of course. I'm like, really, this kid, there's no way. And all the parents, too, were like, there's no way. Check his ID. There's no way this kid's 5 years old.
So you're the bitter losers.
Not bitter. This kid is not 5 years old. And I'm telling you, even all the coaches were just like, we've never seen that. No five-year-old has hit a home run out of this freaking field.
Did he have
field.
A girlfriend?
Yeah, he had a girlfriend. They have a baby
together. His kid played on the team.
His kid plays. His kid's he's in the league below.
That sucks, dude.
It was like crazy, dude. It's like
he's one of those kids that's going to be huge all his life, and he's already destined for greatness.
Or check his ID.
They would cheat at five-year-old baseball.
Well, and you say that, and then so we lose the first game, right? Second game comes in. It's back-to-back doubleheader. If you lose, it's a doubleheader. If you win,
what are you going for?
You take a day off.
thought that was a championship last night.
It's a double elimination. Okay. So you're trying to win it all, obviously.
All right.
So we go into the second game. We're like, all right, we have one more chance. We play the first team that we won.
The orange one?
Oh, the Tigers. And they came back and got you.
Play them again. You know what these sons of did?
Orange crushed you.
They were like, sorry, guys.
Oh, a good one, Ray.
They go, sorry, guys. Five of our kids are sick, so we brought in some extra players. Again, ballers. Five freaking ballers.
So where were these kids before?
No, the neighborhood friends. Like, we just had to fill our roster up. We didn't want to forfeit. So they bring in these five freaking ringers, and they just dominate us again.
Piss test them.
Dude, I'm telling you, the whole freaking – you all don't you don't believe me when I tell you these parents, these coaches play dirty.
No.
Dirty because they want to win. The kids, guys, don't even freaking know what's happening.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with what you're saying. I would – if I'm the league, you can't just bring random players that aren't on the team.
Coach, where's the integrity of
this league? Our coaches literally were arguing with the ref. You can't just bring random dudes in. They're like –
where's the commissioner of this league?
I think he plays for that team. He's one of the coaches for that team. I'm telling you, it's dirty. It's dirty. This league is dirty. Now, and that's why when we beat the orange team, we were like, ah, like, yes, finally. Somebody took the monster down.
Now, I have no problem with you. I have no problem with, like, running when the ball goes past, whatever. But bringing in players that aren't on the team just because a couple people are sick, that's bullcrap.
It was bullcrap.
And I'm looking at all the tweets. People are saying, take the 40K, take the 40K, take the 40K on that bet that we talked about earlier.
They don't want the 100, okay.
Yeah, one person had a great take. Take the 40K.
Rebet it.
Then take $39,600 and put it on Boston. You win $64,000 total. Boom.
But then if the Blues win, you could have won $100,000, but you don't win anything.
No, yeah. You got your $600 back.
You got your $600 back.
That sounds like that's a
degenerate gambler.
Look, it's a smart move, though. I like it.
All right. Well, I don't know. We were all over the place. Hopefully it was good.
Yeah, who's
good.
Running that little kid's league, man?
It's brutal, dude.
McDonald's Mike?
It's brutal, but you know what? And my wife and I were talking about it. We're like, should we take him out of it? Like, because they do play like that? Yeah, I like it. I like the fact that it's ran that messed up. Because when we do beat them like we did that first time, it feels good.
Those are the same.
It feels real good.
Yeah. I just hope they're not doing something wrong, because you know what, that happens at other levels.
It's just like, really? Five kids got sick? Like, that's the story you guys came up with?
Well, no. I mean, when a group of kids is around each other, they do share a lot of germs. So I can see, like, when you're in school.
Oh, they looked fine yesterday when we beat them. Or the day before. They looked fine.
Got them, coach.
I mean, they look great. They weren't sick. Hey, they weren't coughing.
You looked good the other day, and then the next day you woke up, your eye was swollen shut. So, I mean, sicknesses do.
I do like that Eddie gets feisty at these games.
Yeah,
though.
No. Dude, I can't stand it. What's funny is he says he gets mad at the other parents because they're all about winning, and Eddie goes, we're just there for the experience. But listen to him. Is that all about the experience, Ray?
You know what I would have heard if I did go to this game? I would have heard Eddie saying,
oh, yeah,
check his ID.
Hey, you know what else?
Get his car keys. Oh. There's no way that kid's fine. That's bullcrap.
Hey, he was yelling.
You know what else they did? They had four more minutes. And basically, the game will end. If they start a new inning before the 4 minutes, then they have to do the top and the bottom.
So you don't have to start a new inning.
So what did they do?
They stall.
Oh, we can't find a bat.
Okay. This league, dude, you guys need a
Do you believe that crap? They were looking for a freaking bat.
But it's all about the experience.
Nah, them.
Hey, that's what you do when, like, in a soccer game, there's a couple minutes left.
And I love my coaches.
Ball
like,
goes out of bounds, like, hey, ball. And then they kick it back to you and you miss it. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Our team's coaches, man, so much class. They're like, hey, look, it's all good. It's like, it's fine. And
it's all about the experience.
Until you F with us. When you do crap like that, our coaches just got pissed. I love it. And all the parents got pissed.
They did do that old bat trick. Couldn't find a bat.
Well, use one of the other seven that are laying right there.
Do one of the kids that are sick at home, didn't he give you guys the bats?
Stupid, dude.
Eddie, you crack me up.
So they bring in five ringers.
Hey, you crack me up.
Who are these kids? And they all drove there, too. Punks.
So, are you now going to say it's all about winning and not all about the experience?
For these dads, it is. I'm telling you.
No, you hear how mad you are? You are all about winning.
Because they cheated, coach. If it was an honest loss, okay. No big deal.
Well, the first
game
was an honest loss, and you were still mad about it.
Yeah, that home run with the 10-year-old hitting the home run, it was brutal. That hurt. I mean, a freaking out-of-the-park home run, that hurts. 5-year-old?
Dang.
Right. How do you tell your kids that? They don't even know that that was a home run, did they?
No, they were just like, what do you call that when the ball goes? That's a freaking home run, guys.
No,
that's
they don't know is. It because they, they don't even practice, so they don't know the rules.
Guys, they don't even, honestly, at 5 years old, a lot of them don't even know what's going on. Not even the ringers. They're just like, show up at the park. Okay, all right.
Well, they learned the basics.
Hit the ball the way you told me over the fence. Okay.
They learned win, loss, cheat, unfortunately.
Hey, Billy, how old are you? 16. No, you're not. You're 5. Practice again. How old are you? 5.
No,
all
no.
Right.
How old are you? 16. How old are you?
5. I'm 5.
Sons.
You all good? Right.
Well, I mean, hey.
So season's
that,
over?
Season's over,
the
man.
The kid that hit the home run. The kid that hit the home run?
Yeah, I wonder if he listens to our podcast. Give us a call tomorrow.
He's probably commuting home from work
right now. Call us from your cell phone, man.
Was he drinking a beer after the game?
Him and his buddy. Hey. Him and the 5 ringers were all drinking
the
playground.
Did you get a picture with him?
No.
You should have got a picture with him.
Do it for the sore losers page.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, this is the hero.
He's the next Chipper Jones.
Game one hero.
Next Jose Canseco, dude.
Anything you
want
to say to the Braves?
Hey, Braves, you had a good season. You may not know what baseball is yet. You're figuring it out one at a time. There are a bunch of cheaters out there. Don't let the cheaters bring you down, though. Hey, cheater's going to cheat, and you're going to win.
And Little League Braves, don't get distraught, because guess what? 2 hours south, there's another Braves organization.
Atlanta Braves.
And if you keep fighting, you'll probably not have no chance in hell. But
actually, the cheaters might actually play for the Atlanta Braves.
The kid that hit the home run will probably have a good
he'll
shot.
Probably be on the Braves.
He'll probably be on the Braves. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Have a great day. Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Let us know what you thought of today. We love you. Sorry, Eddie.
All right. Ray, do you want to promote your shotgun?
My shotgun? Excuse me? Yeah, guys, if you want a shotgun a drink, is that what you're talking about?
No, oh you idiot.
What are you talking about?